symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
It's our very favorite ref, ooh, our favorite ref. It's time for Q&A with
Mike Yoda.
Ooh, Pale B with Mike C on ad free. 1, 2, 3, victory says
Mike Yoda.
In the sheets next to Joey with their meats for telling Joey to the boss. Late for work, they'll get cussed but have a smirk. It's
Mike, ow! Mike Yoda.
Questions one by one till they're done. Reds patrons, lots of fun. A big home run with
Mike Yoda.
Cooking with the ref, poo-poo chef. Drinking with the Seths and Jeffs,
Mike Yoda.
Driving the Kali SUV, Crash Holly and Big Show P. The greatest ref in history. It's time for Mailbag Monday.
Mike Yoda.
Hello and welcome to this very special edition of Monday Mailbag. I'm Paul Bromwell and I'm joined by the man, the third man in the ring, Mike Chioda. Mike, how are you tonight?
Man, I'm great, Paulie B. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good. I'm excited about this. We've been waiting for this.
I'm very excited, man. Very excited, man.
Definitely. Yeah, we had so many people kick in and be a part of this huge giveaway. I can't imagine. This is awesome, dude.
Yes, and it's, you know, the first time I've ever done this, and, you know, it's for an awesome cause, an excellent cause, and just wanted to thank everybody for their generous donations, and the best of luck, you know, to everybody, so.
Listen, Mike, there's only one way, and we promise this, week in and week out, that we can do this the right way, and that's by bringing in someone to help us out. That is known worldwide, and I'm talking ad-free shows, loves him. I love him. You love him. You met him in Chicago.
I love him.
He is a character and a half. He is the host of WrestleGamia. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Efren to the mailbag with Mike Chioda.
Look, Mike, does this give you the feels? Remember, like when Howard did? Hold on.
Look, he's bringing the microphone down from Madison Square Garden.
Huh? You know those damn Indian people who didn't pay attention? Oh, he wants the microphone down.
That is some old school shit.
Mike Chioda, Dick was everywhere. Can you imagine if Dick was everywhere?
I knew this would be great.
Oh, like that, baby.
I hear you, brother.
What's Mike Chioda, how are you tonight?
Man, I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on my show tonight, man. Really
appreciate it. It's an honor.
And taking the time.
You know, over the course of history, Mike Chioda, there have been many, many crossover episodes. We had SVU with Chicago PD, Murder, She Wrote, and Magnum PI. And now we have Monday Mailbag and WrestleGamia.
History in the making right here.
I love
Paul,
it.
Paul, when did you get here? Mike Chioda.
It's like I'm working with them all over again back in the day. Oh,
your
man.
Fans have come through.
Yes, they sure have.
I can't believe how many people we have. We'll get to that in just a minute.
Yes.
But Mike, you are a big fan of the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Yes.
As am I.
Correct. That is correct.
Which means this is very near and dear to you.
Yes, it is.
I'd like to know how it has affected you.
It's affected me. I've had an aunt that's gone through breast cancer years ago. My wife has faced breast cancer many, many years ago. And she just recently, she had colon cancer about 4 years ago, and she beat colon cancer. So, you know, she's in mission and everything. And it's affected many people around the world, affected some of my family. And I'm just, you know, I just came up with an idea, and then I just figured, let me do something, you know, what I can do, at least a little bit of something or anything for Susan G. Komen for breast cancer or cancer period in general. So this is something me and Paulie B talked about, and we came up with this, and I have like one more shirt to do it next year too, and I'd love to do it next year too as well. That'd be great. And anything else I could do for cancer, I would love to help out. And it's really touching. Mike, and I want to do say there, I think there's some of the people that had entered this contest that I'm sure their families, I think their families are going to.
That's absolutely right.
And I wish them all the best of luck and God bless and good health, man. So
let me tell you a story, Mike. I'm a big fan of the group Chicago.
Right.
And Chicago did a nightly fundraiser.
Okay.
To where you could sing "If You Leave Me Now" on stage with the band Chicago.
Right.
All the money went to the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Wow. Wow. I love that band Chicago from back in the day.
Do you? What's your favorite song?
What's a couple of their songs though?
Saturday in the Park.
Yes, Saturday.
Yeah, there we go.
In the park.
There you go. Sing it, Mikey. I mean,
there's a ton of bands I used to love back in the day, and it's just sometimes you don't even know who wrote that song.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, there's a ton of bands, but I know a lot of Chicago, definitely songs though. So you just got to hear them, and I'll say, "Oh, that's Chicago," you know.
Mikey, I sang with Chicago 3 times. For really? The Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Wow.
Let me show you something. Polly hit it.
Here we go. Let's check this out, Mike. That's Efren.
Oh, straight. I love it. Yeah, hey, brother. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh,
oh. Mike.
Yes.
Right.
That's awesome, man.
Right that before. Awesome. Right before I sang for the third time, this woman came up to me. And said, "You're the one singing tonight, aren't you?" I said, "Yes." She said, "You're singing for me." I said, "Yeah, well, you know, I like to sing and, you know, I love Chicago." And she had tears in her eyes. And she said, "Yeah, you're singing for me."
Wow.
I have breast cancer. I beat breast cancer. For someone like you to donate what they did means so much to me.
Yeah,
this is the most important song tonight for me. Thank you. And all of a sudden, it wasn't about the song. And right. Like tonight,
yeah,
it is not about the jersey. Wow. It is about you donating to Susan G. Komen. So, yes, Mike Chioda, thank you. Absolutely. Everyone who donated, thank you. Before we start, Efren from Phoenix has a question. What is this... What is this little VKM moniker in the bottom left-hand portion of the jersey, Mike Chioda?
I was going to explain that tonight. So we get these jerseys in, and some come from Pakistan, some come from other countries, Guatemala, and the Pakistan ones and so forth, they came with this VKM on the tag inside the jersey, and on the bottom, it's a sewed-on patch at the bottom of the jersey. And I'm like, are you telling me that Vince had to put his initials on the freaking jersey? I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So, and I got the jerseys right here, and they got them right, you know, and it's a VKM thing tag on it. You know, it says VKM large, whatever. And the patch is on the bottom. And I was like, you know, like, why did Vince put these VKM patches on the bottom? Like he owns the shirts, or he owns the company, or what? I'm like, I just don't understand that. Like, he went out of his way to put the VKM patch, you know, on, you know, not an American flag on the jerseys or nothing. But so we find out Vince was kind of like, what the hell is that doing on a shirt? One day you see, he's walking by and had the shirt over that wasn't tucked in. And he goes, did you put that on the shirt? I said, hell no. I've been wondering for years. Why is this on the shirt? He goes, well, God damn it. I like it. I love it. I'm like, holy shit.
That's awesome.
I was like, Vince, I actually thought you made him like that. You got him made like that. But yeah, it's VKM, Vincent Kennedy McMahon. It's a logo, and it just and he actually loved it when he seen it one day, because he actually thought, like, we put them patches on there. I was like, no, I thought you put the patches on there.
I remember when I put my man's name on his jersey as a patch. Do you remember that? Yeah.
I was like, where's he going with this? Where is he going with it, man?
You know what it said, Mike Chioda?
What it say?
PB. Oh. That's what it said.
Paulie Bromwell.
Oh, God.
Mike Chioda, we have,
let's do
111 entries,
yes,
into this raffle.
Awesome, man.
I am putting an extra number in there, the number 200. If this gets drawn right now,
wow,
I will double.
Wow.
The donation. Wow.
That is awesome.
So long Thank shot, you. But you Thank never you know. Very
much. Holy oh, please, cow. This is next level, Mike Chioda.
As we shake the WrestleMania.
All right. Let's check it out.
All right. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You're the man.
People of all ages, the winner of the Mike Chioda ring-worn jersey raffle is number 95, Paulie. Looking at your sheet, do you know who number 95 is?
Tell me. Let me pull up my sheet. Go ahead. Let's cut. Go
that
ahead.
Way we can verify it.
That's right. So I'll look at my sheet. Here it is. Hold on. I have the sheet. It's in my email. I'm pulling it up right now. Number 95. Are we ready? Little drum roll action here.
Who is it? Yeah.
Brian Fuller.
Oh yeah. Fuller.
You have won.
All right. Congratulations, Brian.
Ring worn jersey.
That's fantastic.
You're going to be on the show to talk about it with Paulie and Mike, right?
That's yeah, awesome. Let's yeah. We'll bring them on.
Do that. We'll bring them on. Definitely. Yeah. That is awesome, man.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations, Brian Fuller.
Brian awesome, Fuller, baby.
Man. Mike,
and thank you total, so much for your donation.
A total of $925 has been raised for Susan G. Komen.
Incredible.
Yes.
I'm going to round that up to $1,000. Wow. Okay. Another $75 for all you have done tonight.
Thank you very much, man.
And, but this is 111 entries. Paulie B, we got a surprise with your,
we got a surprise. Don't we, boys?
Yes,
don't we boys?
We got one more surprise.
That's Mike
Chioda, what is this big surprise?
Man, let me tell you, Efren, we found another jersey, in-ring jersey, okay? Susan G. Komen jersey. And I want to do a second jersey in this raffle because this thing went so well. And I just want to see two winners instead of just one winner.
Wow.
And so I'm definitely, and I'm really in touch by all the people donating and everything. And I said, man, when I found the other shirt, I said, man, I definitely got to put another shirt up with all this donations and everybody really putting their hearts into this Susan G. Komen thing.
I love Mike Chioda, Efren.
I love Mike Chioda.
He's the best.
If I did
Mike Chioda.
If I had five of them, I would do five, but you know, so
this is unbelievable. We're getting jersey number two tonight, not just one.
Number two.
Yes.
Good Lord. Because of all the ad-free shows, people that came through, over $1,000 is going to be donated. Look at this. Look at it. Does this have the VKM on it?
That has the VKM. This is the VK there. You see it? And then the VK is on the bottom as well.
Polly, it looks just like yours.
There it is.
Man, that looks fantastic.
And this here is this,
so awesome.
Kyoto written on one tag, because the seamstresses like used to write your name on them when they used to put the patches on the shirts. So it actually, they wrote it like, you know, a magic marker, Kyoto on one, and the other one, it doesn't have a Kyoto, but here's another one here. So there's two jerseys here. Oh, let's see if we can get them in here. There's two of them. All right, there's one. And then we have the other one.
Look right there, baby. And now listen, here, guys, let's talk about this. Not only, Mr. Brian Fuller, did you win a jersey? He will. You'll have to let us know if you want him to autograph it for you. If not, that's totally okay.
Yep.
But he's also going to send you an 8x10 autograph to Brian from Mike Chioda, too, as part of this package. Right, Mike?
That is correct, man. Definitely.
This is amazing. Yes. All right, are we ready to do number two? Because I'm excited.
Let's pick our second person. The 200 is still in here, ready to go to double the prize. Now, let me just say, Brian, you can't win a second one. Bonus one.
That's right, right.
The winner of the bonus jersey, number 66, Polly.
Ooh, that's a good year.
Verify who it is.
That's the year I was born, 66.
Well, here we go, guys.
Here we go. That's a good year.
The winner at number 66 is none other than Brandy Wagner.
Wagner.
Woo!
Miss Alaska.
All right. That's fantastic.
Bonus jersey. No one saw it coming. Over $1,000 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation, courtesy of Mike Chioda.
Yes.
So grateful for you, buddy.
Congratulations.
So grateful. Brian.
Congratulations, Brandy. That's awesome. And thank you for your donations, your very generous donations, guys. And best of luck, man. That's awesome. That's awesome.
This is fantastic.
I really appreciate you doing this for me.
Yeah, this is great.
Please. It's an honor.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Hey. This is so awesome.
Guys, first of all, I want to thank Efren, because you and we've been brothers from another mother from way back.
That's
and
awesome.
Very close. And I'm just loved this, having this opportunity to have you join the show. Couldn't wait. You sing our song, damn it.
Yeah,
you wrote the lyrics to the mailbag.
I know.
And so it just seemed the right fit when we decided to do something like this to have you on. So thank you, Mike. Thank you for being willing to come up with this and say, hey, Paulie, I want to do this. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's important to me, and I think this will be a great job. And then I want to throw another jersey into it. So fantastic. And lastly, I want to thank all of you listening to us tonight, because it's your support. If you would have told me we would have hit $1,000, I would have said there's no way. I never saw it coming, but all of you rallied. And this is going to a great cause. So excited. Just happy to be a part of this. Mike, closing thoughts.
Definitely. Yeah, closing thoughts. Efren, first of all, you got to send me your address, please. And I want to send you a little something, man. All right.
There you go.
I'll send you something. So send you a little one of my
memorabilia. Next to Polly's jersey.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You might just get some kind of jersey. So,
oh, God help me.
Let me know, man. Please send me your address, man. I want to send you a little something for coming on and, you know, doing this whole thing for me for the Susan G. Komen. And you're such a good person. It was awesome to meet you out in Chicago. And just please, I want to send you something, brother.
Awesome. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Paulie.
You got it, buddy. Efren, any closing thoughts? I think Efren is you get you that you good?
Up. I think he froze.
He froze. But man, what a time we had together.
He froze with a smile, though. Look.
He froze with a smile. Look at them beautiful teeth.
Beautiful teeth.
That man. Smile. Yeah. He's never been punched in the face in his life. Look at that kisser. Mike, this was fantastic. I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to do this with us tonight.
Man, thank you, Paulie. And I thank Efren, too. And always thank you, Paulie. You're the man, brother. I really appreciate you doing this whole thing. And you know, when I came up with the idea, you were like, this is a fantastic idea. And I think with you doing everything the way you do things, you made this work so well. So I really appreciate
that. Least I can do, man, just here to help and support you. And this is a fun thing for the Ad-Free Shows members. And man, they get some memorabilia they'll never forget. And so we thank all of you. Listen, that's going to wrap up this special edition, this special event for Mailbag with Mike Chioda. We love this, and we're looking forward to doing some stuff like this in the future. This will happen again in some form or fashion, but we appreciate your support. Go in, add some questions now for the Mailbag. Mike and I are going to get together earlier next week because of Thanksgiving to record. Can't thank you all enough for your fun participation, but that's going to wrap us up tonight. Mike, have a great rest of the week. We'll see you all again. Yeah, buddy, we'll see you all again next time on the Mailbag with Mike Chioda.
Thanks, Paulie. You're the man.